The Attorney General is sometimes described as the state's top cop. However, the Department of Justice deals with more than just crime that ordinarily comes to mind. 300 some duties are laid out under law for the office to handle, everything from enforcing the state's no-call list to laws on natural resources. There's no incumbent with a presumed edge in the election, so UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says Republican J.B. Van Hollen and Democrat Kathleen Falk have to find ways to tell voters who they are and what they stand for.
You're seeing a fairly clear distinction between the Republicans' approach, which has focused especially on crime and criminal matters, and the Democrats' approach, which focuses on a broader range of things, including environmental and consumer protection and the like.
On her campaign website, Falk says one of her greatest career accomplishments was to fight for a more balanced transportation system. While working at the State Justice Department in 1994, she challenged what environmentalists considered a pro-highway bias, arguing it conflicted with federal law requiring alternative methods of travel. Brett Halsey is a Falk supporter who runs a consulting firm called Better Environmental Solutions.
What came of it is we sensitized the Secretary of Transportation, DOT, and the governor to the environmental downsides of road building. The Secretary of Transportation, Secretary Busuttil, has been a big supporter of the Dane train system, the KRM proposal in southeast Wisconsin. So I think we've changed the culture at DOT.
Falk touts her love of the outdoors. She fishes, bikes, and hunts deer. However, when asked at a debate what her top priority as Attorney General would be, both she and Van Hollen gave the same answer: reducing the backlog of DNA evidence at the state crime lab. She's counting on extra analysts being in the next state budget, whereas he hopes to get federal grant money for that purpose. Yet Van Hollen criticized Falk when she suggested using federal assistance to fight methamphetamine in western Wisconsin.
There is a federal law called the high-intensity drug trafficking area. I will seek and get that declaration so we can get federal dollars up to very poor counties that are filling their jails right now with meth users.
We're not going to get a HIDA for western Wisconsin.
In regards to natural resources, Van Hollen has tried to compare Falk to the current Democratic Attorney General. Peg Lautenschlager has been criticized by Republicans for her vigorous enforcement of environmental laws. Falk beat Lautenschlager in the primary by taking Democratic strongholds around the state. In contrast, when Falk ran for governor 4 years ago, the only county she won was her own. The Attorney General's position is seen as an important stepping stone to the governorship. The two offices are linked in this election another way. Professor Franklin says AG candidates may have a tough time getting noticed when there's a tight contest between Governor Doyle and Mark Green. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.